I mean, as a mission-driven nonprofit, this is what we do. This is who we are. This is who we preach. This is we live it and breathe it. I would change the headline to say Northside Lofts is moving forward, because I am very confident in our application that's due at the end of the month. And Aledo is an up-and-coming community that has got a lot of great things going, and we're just really, really happy to be a part of that. 30 units of residential housing in the former junior high school here in Aledo, and $16.4 million total investment. Studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, with amazing amenities inside the historic gym. We completely transformed into a lot of different residential amenities. And then the outside area will also have a lot of exterior amenities that are far beyond anything that's currently available in the market. So we're really excited to make this a dream that will be coming to reality here this year.
So listening to your presentation, you're submitting application to the Illinois Housing Development Authority for tax credits by the end of this month.
Yep.
Hope to find out in July. And the million-dollar question from the residents of this town is always, okay, when are you hoping for construction and when can I move in?
Well, when we are awarded, I always come in with my confidence here because it's such a strong project. We will find out from the Illinois Housing Development Authority on July 16th. And when we find out, it'll take about 90 days to close on the transaction. And then from there, we will mobilize construction and residents will begin to move in 2025. We are working towards, they can call our office right now, go to economicgrowthcorporation.com, submit their information to be on the wait list. We're accepting people as of right now. It's a first come, first serve, so we want to make sure that we get people who are interested in thinking about it maybe for 2025, 2026. If all things go well and our construction goes well, this is the target. Of course, it is subject to change given a lot of different factors, such as the weather, which we all love and know can happen here in the Midwest. They can call our office at 309-788-6311 and just ask to be placed on the wait list. And we have a little bit more information about the project, the brochure I presented to the city council is on our website as well. We'll answer any questions they may have, and the timing really is 2025 or 2026-ish, depending on the construction.
And I know, so I was looking at the materials, I think 30 units in all, and I think it's been described or defined as workforce housing. Do you want to kind of quantify or qualify what that is?
Yeah, so workforce housing is really building the housing that community needs right now. So some of the units we targeted towards people who are earning 60% of the area median income. So when they submit their information on the wait list, they can just provide that information. All they have to do is then just submit an application. We'll review their income. And then there will also be a portion that's market rate. So really it's just a big mixture of when you're building foundational housing in a community, you really want to build what the community needs, and they can kind of build off of that. So 30 units, a portion of those will be income targeted to 60% of the area median income, and the remaining will be market.
Anything else you need to tell the residents of Aledo right now?
Just be very proud of your community. We are very happy and just humbled to be a part of it. We are not immune to kind of coming back at it in terms of a highly competitive application. We are going up against a lot of similar projects across the state. So know that you have an amazing redevelopment project in front of you. And Aledo, you're doing amazing here. And we just can't help to be proud to be a part of it. So thank you.